Welcome back. Jaron Piltz produces the program. Today's guest from Phoenix, Arizona, Robert Rowe, and I, Mark Schneidman, and my client's realtor. He's telling us about having purchased a property in the early 70s and then some 30 years later wanting to sell his supposedly two parcels that he bought them a year apart, and was then told by the local first layer of government in the village that he would not be able to do that. What path did you take when they told you that, guess what, you only owned one parcel, 4 acres, and they weren't going to let you sell two?
Well, the first step is analyzing the decision of the relevant committee. In my case, this is the Zoning Board of Appeals, which denied our request for a subdivision. In every case, whether it's California or New York, these boards do not operate on whim, which may seem to be the case on the first time you attend these meetings, but they are subject to statutes, and their decisions are appealable. And in New York, there's been a reaction at the judicial level to local communities overreaching, overstepping their authority. And they are subject to rules and regulations. And so my lawyer and I determined that I had a good case because the zoning board had rejected the subdivision by, in essence, breaking their own regulations. And basically these regulations were that my subdivision was within the nature of the community in which I live. That is, two-acre parcels were in keeping with the minimum two-acre zoning, which is, in fact, what most houses in the area have become, two-acre plots. It was also established that most of these houses had steep slope, which in recent years the community had pushed through an ordinance against, but we were able to establish that in the older part of the community where I lived, this was the norm. So you need to get a good lawyer and carefully review what you're up against. If you think you have a case, you should proceed. In the case in New York, you write a brief, you hand it in to the equivalent of the Superior Court. The judge reads it and renders a decision. In my case, it was in my favor.
Now, out here in Santa Barbara, California, we're comparing Long Island, New York. It seems like a person would go to the Board of Supervisors to appeal the decision of the Planning Commission. That was not an option for you?
No, we don't have Boards of Supervisors. But the important point for your listeners, 99.9% of whom are probably in Santa Barbara County, is that to... If you feel you've been unjustly treated, and that that the whoever has turned you down has acted extra legally, is to not be afraid, to move against them. There's been too much capricious decision making by these little committees, most of them non-paying, appointive, self-proclaimed protectors of various values, which may or may not be valid, but they are regulated by law and not by what they may wish to see. What you find now today across the country is that a substantial part of the well-off communities simply don't want to see any growth whatsoever under any circumstances, and this is wrong. We're going to always have growth. What every community should go for is intelligent growth.
And particularly in your case, when you had, I could see if you were trying to make a claim that 30 years ago when the area was zoned for 1 acre parcels and you had 2 acres and you were under the assumption that your 2 acres was really two parcels and you wanted to sell it off. And that would sound like an uphill battle, but considering, the story and, as you mentioned, the topography and the strength of your initial position, it's amazing that they tried to stop you in the first place.
Well, the message to all of your listeners is Do your homework. Read the laws carefully. Get good legal counsel. And if you feel you have a case, don't be afraid of these little committees.
Now, what kind of money, if we could get a little personal here, what did this really mean to you to suddenly have, in addition to your main house on 2 acres, to have a second parcel to sell vacant land of 2 acres? What's the dollars that came out after you?
Well, the street value of the 2 acres without a house is around $1 million. And the cost of fighting it was in the range of $75,000.
Pretty good investment. What about your main house on the 2 acres? What kind of, was that an old house, a vintage?
Yes, a 75-year-old Center Hall Colonial in mature trees, amongst mature trees, with a water view 300 yards away.
And mature trees, but not mature owners. You're quite still quite young. Although you did this all evolve because of your retirement. What did that sell for, street value on that?
The house sold for $2.3 million, which is about the same price as a non-water view house within a mile, but new. And we discovered that the majority of our market were people in their 30s and 40s who really were more interested in contemporary amenities than in any selling points such as, oak floors and solid plaster walls and that sort of thing.
Oh.
It's the opposite of New York City, where old apartments sell for more than new apartments. We were confronted with buyers who would say, you don't have a garage? And we'd say, well, no, the house was built before most people were driving very much. Or you don't have central air? And we'd say, no, we don't really need it here because we're up on a hill and we get breezes and we're comfortable with it the way it is. And it's just the nature of the people with the money to buy that kind of a property that dictates what sells.
Now, so what was your the profile of the ultimate buyer?
You know, I was lucky in that there was, a person who, in fact, turned out to be my attorney, who was 53, married, no kids, who really appreciated antiques and liked the old values. And this is maybe a 6,400 square foot house on three levels.
Now, when
I was very lucky that to find a buyer. Amazing enough to me.
Right.
We all think our house is a castle, and then you discover, well, if I'm out of step with the majority of the buyers, I'm in big trouble.
Right. Right. And how long did it take to sell?
Well, because of the legal complications, it was stretched out for 2.5 years.
Now, when I first met you about 3 years ago, and here we are in mid-2005, was the property on the market, I recall, subject to the lot split?
I think when I first contacted you, I had everything divided, and I had not yet been turned down by the village. Once I had a buyer for the 2 acres, and I had to reject the offer.
Now, so you came to Santa Barbara 3 years ago, coming from a 6,000-plus vintage colonial on 2 acres with a water view.
Yes. And
$2.3 million. What did we look at in Santa Barbara, and what was your feelings about what you could get here?
Well, I was dumbstruck. I had grown up in Los Angeles in the 50s, and to go up to Santa Barbara and find a little pie-shaped plot with a house that was very similar to its neighbors, I assume all put up at the same time, hence a subdivision. We're talking 2 years ago, 1.75 with a view, subject to the fog.
Right. I kind of recall that you wanted a view home, which adds, of course, a premium, a big premium.
Yeah.
To that.
No, it was very, disheartening to see that if my house were sitting in Montecito, you know, I could multiply the value by about five.
The original house, right?
On the Long Island estate.
Yeah, unbelievable. And so, so you went back to New York, you resolved the problems, and then you ended up buying in Phoenix a year ago. You said you spent $750,000 in 2004.
I got a fixer-upper of sorts. I mean, it was mostly on the outside and remodeling rather than reconstruction. But I put about $100,000 into it.
And is it on any land, or is it?
No, it's a what they call a patio home, but it's right in the most desirable part of the area, which is this Phoenix Paradise Valley, and on Camelback Mountain at the base of it. So I decided, with all the money I saved, I could put that to work in investments, and then spend some of that income on renting a house in Santa Barbara in the summer when when it's nice.
There you go. You want to stay in Santa Barbara for what, 3 months, 2 months?
Oh, 2 months is plenty. July, August is what we're looking for, you know, two adults and